This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. Coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to everybody listening all over North America. I hope you've had a tremendous Friday. I'll be helping you get closer to the weekend. Damn it, the weekend has started already. I've proclaimed it, okay? I have. It's a proclamation by me. I'll be hanging out with you for the next 3 hours. This show gets started every weekday, 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. I've been hanging out for an hour, okay? And we've discussed quite a few things. We took a look at some of the injuries that have already affected some people, some teams, and maybe some of the games this weekend, like Jaden Daniels not playing this weekend. Brock Purdy, though, is back from his busted-up foot. We talked about that Thursday night football game last night, getting us started between the Seattle Seahawks and the Arizona Cardinals in week 4 of the NFL season. And then we got more to get into. Of course, we're going to get into some college football. Man, we got some games tomorrow. I'm looking forward to Georgia and Alabama. I don't think it got the same juice, the same bite that it has in the past. But that's something I'm definitely looking forward to. We got Jerry Palm from CBS Sports. He'll be here to join us to talk about all things college football in about 20 minutes. Russell Wilson is just a human pinata at this time. We got former teammates beating him up. We got Hall of Famers beating him up. And speaking of Hall of Famers, LeBron James. There have been some comments about his future in Los Angeles. Do the Lakers want him? Well, the Lakers sick of him. We'll get into it. We got a lot to discuss. You want to be a part of the show? You can. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. You can find me online at JR Sport Brief. You can always listen on the free Odyssey app, your local Infinity Sports Network affiliate. You got SiriusXM, channel 375. And if you have a smart speaker, ask the speaker to play the Infinity Sports Network. The number again, 888-710-4ISN. Now, we went through some of these key games and matchups in the NFL on Sunday. We'll get into Sunday night football between the Cowboys and the Packers, a little bit of a homecoming for Micah Parsons. And we'll get into Jackson Dart. We've talked about that throughout the week. We'll get into people beating up on Russell Wilson. We'll get there. Got the early morning game in Ireland between the Pittsburgh Steelers and the Minnesota Vikings. All fun, right? This is a big-time game. We have the Baltimore Ravens and the Kansas City Chiefs. The Chiefs will be at home. This will be in the afternoon slot. Plenty of people in America can sit down and watch it. And typically, if you think about the success of both teams over the past several years, you would say that Baltimore and Kansas City is the type of matchup that you might see in an AFC championship game. Unfortunately, as we head into this game, the stakes are even higher. It's still September, but the stakes are still high, as both teams are 1-2, okay? Now, look, there would be an expectation, I think, for the Kansas City Chiefs to take a step back this year. I still believe that they are a wild card team. I would not be surprised if they won a division. I wouldn't be surprised if they got in as a wild card with the Chargers winning the West. But the fact is, Rashee Rice is out with a suspension. Xavier Worthy was knocked from here to next week with his shoulder injury when Travis Kelce just kind of barreled over him down in Brazil. The offensive line is reconstructed. It's not the same team. They don't have the same offensive weapons. And I mean, even if you think about Travis Kelce, he's not the same player. All right. And forget about the Taylor Swift stuff. He's not the same dude. And who's the same as they get older? Nobody besides LeBron. And even he's not the same guy. Kansas City Chiefs are 1-2. Their only victory is against the New York Giants. Whoopty freaking do. Then you got the Ravens. This is a disappointment. Ravens are 1-3. They've been choking away some of these games, okay? They lost to Detroit primetime 38-30. They beat Cleveland. Buffalo knocked them out of the postseason in a close one last year. They gave up a giant lead to Buffalo to start the season. The Ravens, they shouldn't be 1-2. They've just been choking some of these games away. You still got Lamar Jackson. A man has thrown 9 touchdowns and 0 interceptions. You got Derrick Henry still running the ball like a madman. But he's out here fumbling the ball like there's no tomorrow. Does he have the yips? Forget his body betraying him. Is his brain currently betraying him? And so the unfortunate thing about this game is somebody is going to go 1-3. Is it going to be the Kansas City Chiefs at home? Is it going to be the Baltimore Ravens on the road? Here's something that you should know. NFL teams that start the year at 1-3, 1 win and 3 losses, about 15% of those teams have made the playoffs since 1990. This means 85% of teams that start 1-3 don't make the postseason. You got a 15% chance of getting in if you go 1-3. It's bad. Andy Reid has seen it all, been through it all. Shout outs to Mobb Deep. Andy Reid is like, look, I don't care what Baltimore's record is. I don't care about Derrick Henry dropping balls and being fumble hands. He doesn't care about none of that. He knows the Ravens are good. He ain't taking them lightly.
Look for the challenge of playing the Ravens. Good football team. We played them the last couple of years. We think they know us and we know them pretty much. So should be a heck of a battle.
Damn. Bacha, it's concerning me. He's breathing kind of heavy. He's just standing there talking.
Nah, he might have ran up to the podium and started
Excuse me?
He might have swiftly moved to the podium after practice and got his little monologue out there.
Swiftly?
Well, that's generous. I can't say anything. Average speed?
Okay. Average speed?
I think he could still move average speed.
Okay. All right. Okay. Well, he was out of breath. He sounded like Zion a couple of years ago. But shout-outs to Andy Reid. And shout-outs to the Chiefs. Apparently, it looks like Xavier Worthy is going to be back after Travis Kelce blew him to high hell. All right? I mean, Patrick Mahomes has had to start throwing this ball at guys that just are like, who this guy? Who's this? Tyquan Thornton? Great. Hollywood Brown, God bless him. He's been healthy. Things have been different. But now it looks like he's going to have Xavier Worthy back. Let's take a listen to Andy Reid talk about what the speedster is going to mean for the offense.
You got to be healthy enough to go play. I mean, we're not going to put him out there if he's not healthy enough to go play and then where he feels comfortable. So he feels good, and then the other team, they're going to play hard no matter what, whether you have a shoulder or not. They're going to try to knock you around a little bit. But that's why you want to make sure that you're in the right frame of mind to go do it. So. And physically okay.
Could you anticipate that Xavier will be available on Sunday?
Yeah, unless something went on today that I don't know about.
Andy, what did you see from Xavier this week in practice?
Yeah, he fast. He was running fast. We didn't have to worry about his legs, right? It was a upper body injury. So he's been able to keep himself in good shape and, you know, ready to go. But he looked good. I mean, what we asked him to do there.
His shoulder got blown to high hell. We heard Travis Kelce. He basically said, I did it. It's my fault. Xavier Worthy, that's going to be good for Patrick Mahomes. This offense is different. We're long gone from Kelce and also having Tyreek Hill. This is a different team. Patrick Mahomes, it's like he has to put the weight of the world on his shoulders. He has to run behind an offensive line that's brand new. It's different here. Andy Reid even says it's different. You got to just develop chemistry with all these guys.
Pat's been able to get some game time with a couple guys that he didn't have a lot of game time with between Hollywood and 80. So, I mean, I think it's a positive thing.
It is a positive thing. Hopefully it'll help them when Rashee Rice comes back from his suspension, not even an injury. This is going to be a great game. We got MVP caliber quarterbacks. We got both dudes with something to play for. They're trying to avoid 1-3. Lamar Jackson is just like, I don't care. It doesn't matter to me if we're 1-2, 1-3, 1-4. It doesn't matter if we're taking on the Chiefs. We're 1-2. There's nothing that's making this urgent for me. Listen to this guy.
Like I always say, you know, each and every week I'm going to be motivated no matter who the opponent is, no matter where it is. I'm just trying to win. But no, not really.
I mean, that's the point. You going out there putting your body on the line, you trying to win. They have been able to finish games. They have been able to close out games. They've been giving games away. Their head coach, John Harbaugh, he talked about the fact that we're not done yet. We got a ways to go.
Developing ourselves as a football team. You know, we do a lot of good things, and we do a lot of not good things. That's the way it is for every team in the league right now. Nobody's playing perfect football.
So what does this mean for the actual game? I believe it's going to be a close one. I think this is going to be another one that comes down to the wire. There are a few things to factor in here. Madubuike is going to be out, still dealing with a neck injury for the Baltimore Ravens. How is that going to affect their pass rush? It's not just Madubuike who's going to be out. Kyle Van Noy is also unlikely to be out there on the football field. Don't expect to see him. If you got Patrick Mahomes, who's typically, unfortunately, been running for his life recently, is this going to be a shootout? Is this going to be a slugfest? I don't know. I think we're going to get a game that'll be in the 20s. And I want to say the Ravens are going to win. You know, this is a 50-50. Even if you take a look at the odds online, it's a pick'em type game. All right, you can't even with all the injuries to the Kansas City Chiefs and the suspensions. Do you want to count out Patrick Mahomes at home? If Madubuike and Kyle Van Noy were both healthy, I would definitely pick the Ravens. I think that they would give the offensive line a fit, and I think that they'd be in a better position to win. Now, here's the thing. I think the Baltimore Ravens, if they go 1-3, they got a better chance of bouncing back in their division. Okay, who's expecting anything from the Browns? Nobody. The Steelers should be good. They're like wild card. Good. And then you got the Cincinnati Bengals. Come on, we got Joe Burrow. We don't know when he's coming back. The Baltimore Ravens can weather 1-3. Is it something that they want to do? Hell no. If the Kansas City Chiefs fall to 1-3. I think it's a tougher climb. You think about the Chargers. The Chargers, yeah, they're dealing with injuries. Khalil Mack out. Think about Slater gone for the season. Star left tackle. The Chargers look positioned with their new head coach to be a team that can actually hold on to a division lead. Maybe for once, the Kansas City Chiefs are not going to win the AFC West. Everybody in their division outside of the Chargers happens to be 1-2, which means the Chiefs, can they weather 1-3? I don't think they'll win, but it's going to be tough to go out there and get a wild card. This is tough because this is a pick 'em. I'm going with the Kansas City Chiefs at home. The fact that the Ravens right now looks like they got a little bit of trouble with that pass rush, I think they'll be fine. I think they'll turn things around. But I think the Chiefs know, if we don't win this game, we're cooked. This is a pick 'em. I know. I'm going to have people from Baltimore messaging me. Maybe they'll call up. JR, what are you doing? JR, why you pick them? JR, why you do that? They can win. They definitely can win. This is a pick'em game, but if I had to pick one, I'm going with the home team. I'm going with Mahomes. I'm going with the team that I think can, you know, they both got big playability. This is going to be a good game. Bonch, are you looking forward to this one?
Oh, yeah. This is probably my favorite game to watch on Sunday. I really don't care for the Packers game, but this one, I think, for how much I say that the Chiefs' offense is not great anymore, I think it'll be a shootout.
Oh, well, yeah, let's see. I don't think it'll be a low-scoring game. They may go back and forth. We know Lamar Jackson has been prone and apt to not make mistakes. This game is probably going to come down to a mistake. It's going to be a good one. Ravens, Chiefs, whoever loses is going to go 1-3. 1-3 teams, well, they have a 15% chance of making a postseason. Yeah, that's not good. Not good. At all. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. We're going to take a break. When we come back on the other side, it's time to talk some college football. Yeah, that's a marquee game on Sunday between the Ravens and the Chiefs. We got a marquee matchup tomorrow. I'm looking forward to, well, the Georgia Bulldogs. I'm here in Atlanta, Georgia. Athens is right down the road. In Alabama. Maybe not the same type of juice that it's had in prior years, but I'm looking forward to that one. What are we going to see out of Oklahoma without Mateer? There are so many questions. We're going to have this conversation with Jerry Palm on the other side of the break. He covers all things college football for CBS Sports. You're locked in. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief Show, coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. Man, we got a good slate of college football games this weekend. Man, we got a game going on right now. The Seminoles are out here trying to win. Let's talk about some of the action that we're going to see tomorrow. Okay, people are waiting here in Atlanta, in Athens, to see what happens versus Alabama. We got guys, Heisman, leaders are getting hurt. There's a lot to discuss on the college football side of things. Joining us right now is someone very familiar with it all. It's time to have a conversation with Jerry Palm. You can catch him at palmbrackets.com. Jerry, how are you, man?
I'm good. How are you?
Very well. I don't got no complaints. We got a lot of great matchups tomorrow. I just talked about Georgia, Alabama. We got LSU and Ole Miss. I already know that one of the coaches, whoever loses, is going to be complaining tomorrow. Penn State, Oregon, Ohio State, Washington. What are you looking forward to the most?
I think the one I'm looking forward to, well, first of all, Oregon and Penn State, because it's a whiteout game in Penn State. Those are always fun. I mean, that's great entertainment. But what I really want to see tomorrow is, what does Illinois do after just getting obliterated at Indiana?
Yeah.
I mean, Indiana's still scoring on Illinois. It's funny. That was my pick for the upset of the week. You know, I picked upset of the week. I've been doing that for several years. I don't think I've ever had anyone miss by quite as much as Illinois did. This for Illinois, what is your program right now? What's the state of this team? You know, you got USC coming in. That's a pretty good team. What are you? Are you going to be a contender in the Big Ten still, even though you've had that horrible loss? Are you going to pick yourself up off the mat, or are you just going to crawl into a hole? And that's, I want to see the response from Illinois this week against a USC team that's pretty good. So for me, Illinois is the most interesting team this week, coming off of just an abject humiliation at Indiana.
Yeah, man, you get smacked by 50-plus points. I just, at some point, you just, everybody gave up right away. We won't have to wait long for that one. We got Illinois and USC. They're going to be playing in the very early spot at 12 Eastern, 9 Pacific. when you think about something else, so there's a lot of events that took place this week. We got Mike Gundy. He got the boot. Are you surprised on the timing of that one?
Well, I think when you get fired in the first month of the season, that's always a little surprising, especially for a guy who's been there for two decades. But that's the nature of the gig these days. Everybody kind of wants to get out in front of the coaching search. And for, you know, Mike Gundy, if this was the only bad year, you know, then that's one thing. But, you know, he was 3-9 last year. But the previous 18 years were all winning seasons. You know, it had to be hard for the AD and the university president to make that call, because he's an alum. He's basically a legend at the school. But, you know, the reality is you've got to move forward when things aren't going well. The leash on all these coaches, no matter how long you've been there, is really short. And so for Mike Gundy, his time is over, and it's going to be interesting to see what they do next.
Jerry Palm is here with us from palmbrackets.com. There's another coach. He had to defend himself and gave everybody his resume, and then he went out there and lost to Syracuse. He gets a week off, and that happens to be Dabo Swinney. We know about his big old buyout. He ain't going anywhere, right? He'll be around next year and the year after that, right?
Well, certainly next year. I can't imagine how bad things would have to go at Clemson for them to completely give up on Dabo. Even last, you know, with Mike Gundy last year, he was 3-9 last year. They still went into this season, you know, expecting to do well, and obviously that didn't happen. But you know, it's surprising that they've been this bad. You know, they've got good players on both sides of the ball. They have an experienced quarterback, and things just haven't worked out. But there's still 2 months to go. You know, they're only four games into the season, so there's time to turn things around. But the loss to Syracuse is really kind of alarming. It's time for Dabo to get these guys going, but unfortunately, in college football, you can't go sign a free agent or make a trade or something to help your roster. You got to work with what you have. So it's tough sledding for Clemson right now, but he's been so successful. He deserves a chance to try and, you know, rescue this team.
When you think about the success of Dabo Swinney, Fran Brown has certainly got a lot of attention. The things that he said, taking showers, not taking showers, he's saying he's going to beat up other coaches if they'd go out there and try to poach his players. He's really elevated his profile. It's only been 2 years here, not even really two full years, with the Orange. What are your thoughts on what Fran Brown brings to the table as a coach?
Well, we need to see more, I think, because, like you said, only a couple of years. Let's see Syracuse, you know, get to a big bowl game first, or, you know, be competitive for an ACC title. Maybe not get to play for the title, but be part of that race for a full season. I think it would be premature to say, yeah, that's a guy we've got to be looking at right now. But by the time November rolls around, we might feel differently.
No, most definitely. Most definitely. Well, you talk about taking a look, an early look at anybody. When you think about Mr. Manning, okay, Arch has been through the ringer here. It's only been about a month. He's been up. He's been down. He's beaten up on small teams, getting beat up by Ohio State. And somebody called me and say that he's only around because his last name is Manning. He got the Gators up next.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts on what he's been doing so far and his ultimate outlook?
Yeah, he's playing like a kid who hasn't had the starting job for very long. And, you know, just because your name is Manning doesn't mean that you've got some sort of magic working in you that allows you to do just, you know, miracles whenever you want. So I think people need to be patient with him, you know, give him the full season, see what he does. If the team goes sideways, then you have to address it. But if the team is still winning and he's still trying to find his way, then you give him time to find his way. But there's a lot of pressure on you when your name is Manning. And he's not Peyton's kid. He's not Eli's kid. You know, I mean, he's in the family, and he's, you know, obviously that's a family of great quarterbacks, but including Archie. But it's, you know, there's a lot of pressure that comes with that. And maybe that's bothering him a little bit. But I'm not worried about him. He's a talented kid. It's just a matter of having some success and building some confidence and getting going. I'm not too worried about him, at least not yet.
Jerry Palm is here with us on the JR Sport Brief Show, coast to coast. Well, we know they're going to take on the Gators. It'll be very interesting to see what they do against them. That's another team with a coach who happens to be on a hot seat in Billy Napier. Mm-hmm. Now, he's on his way out the door. It's just the countdown is just a ticking, no?
You would think. Yeah, it's barring some miraculous turnaround in the middle of this season. Have you seen their schedule? They've got 8 ranked teams in the current rankings on their schedule. They've already played, I think, 3 of them. So they've got 5 more games against teams in the current rankings. And they're not built for that schedule. They're not good. Some of the best Florida teams they've ever been are still going to lose a couple of games against the schedule. And they're not just ranked, they're like top 15 ranked teams. It's a brutal schedule, especially for a coach who's trying to keep his job. A lot of those are conference games and you can't do much about it, but man, it's not very lucky for Billy Napier to have a schedule like this and a team that's probably not prepared for it.
Well, we know things are tough in the SEC. Okay, we got head coaches like Lane Kiffin who like to remind us about it all the damn time. LSU and Ole Miss, when this game is over tomorrow, who's going to be whining and crying more, him or Kelly?
Probably Kelly, because he's more inclined to.
Damn.
But LSU's got a problem. They can't score. But their offense is just stagnant. Now, their defense is good enough so that they're still winning games. You know, they won at Clemson, and we thought, well, that's a huge win, and then it turns out maybe it's not. But that's the thing about early season wins. You don't really know how good they are until you get through the season.
Right.
But now they're going to an Ole Miss, and that's a team that can score. And LSU's defense is really good, and they've been kind of carrying the load. But Ole Miss can really score, and they've got a coach who's really creative. LSU had better show up with that offense ready to go, because they can't average 17 points a game or 20 points a game and expect to beat teams like Ole Miss.
Yeah, well, we might as well get the microphones ready for Coach Kelly. He's going to be out there crying. I don't know if he's going to be defending himself or his team, but he's going to be a crying a river. Unfortunately, as we start to wrap things up with Jerry Palm, we saw Mateer is now out. Guy got a broken hand. Really sucks. We'll see Michael Hawkins Jr. in about a week or so. Knowing that some of the bigger names that were expected to be at the top of the Heisman race, and it is early, haven't necessarily panned out the way they would, the quarterbacks, I would say. What are your thoughts on who's been the best player? Who do you think is next up?
Wow. Best player of the year so far. Gosh.
You got to go to Indiana, maybe?
Yeah, you know, Mendoza, the quarterback for IU, has been tremendous. You aren't really thinking about Indiana until they beat Illinois. But, you know, once they beat Illinois, because, you know, their non-conference schedule was garbage, which is apparently a Cignetti thing. He's made no bones about they're not going to play anybody non-conference. But that was a real statement win for Indiana, and it's a real statement win for Mendoza. And we're only a month into the season. There's a long way to go. But, you know, with a lot of the favorites preseason kind of going by the wayside a little bit, he's as good a choice as anybody, really.
Well, Jerry, I want to ask you about this in finality. You want to talk about what we saw last year? We got Penn State versus Oregon. It seems like the same old story every year with James Franklin. He has Drew Aller out there. But right now, what are your thoughts on Penn State this year? Can they go out there and give it a run? What are your thoughts on the team so far?
Yes, they can. The thing about Penn State is they have to go to Ohio State eventually, which makes this Oregon game huge. They cannot afford to lose at home. So for Penn State, if they're going to have, you know, a good seed in the college football playoff, you know, it would get there to begin with, but, you know, get a good seed in the college football playoff, they're going to have to win games like this, especially at home, and then see what you can do at Ohio State. But Drew Aller has got the luxury of a great backfield. Singleton, Catron, his last name jumped out of my head. But, you know, those two guys are the offense. And that makes Aller's job a lot easier. And that's really perfect for him to not have to carry the entire load himself. If Penn State can run the ball against Oregon, Oregon isn't going to be able to do a lot because they're not going to be able to get off the field. You know, the running game, if you have a really good running game, you're running clock and you're scoring. And that's really what Penn State's bread and butter is. So if Oregon can find a way to take away a Penn State running game, then they've got a shot. And if they don't, it's going to be a very long night for them.
Yeah, we're going to see what this looks like with the whiteout game. Hey, Jerry, I appreciate you taking the time to join us to talk some college football. And tell everybody where they could find you, keep up with all your work now.
Yeah, so I'm at palmbrackets.com. I've gone back to my roots and self-publishing. So I've got all of the football information up now, doing bowl projections every week. I just put up the Week 5 preview. And then before long, college basketball will be up as well. And I'll be doing bracket projections for that and keeping track of everything going on in college hoops.
And Jerry, the time is flying by. Make it slow down, man. Come on.
Yeah, I know. I've got kids, so.
Oh, damn. Well, you know. They grow like trees and cost money.
Yeah. But time can't go slow enough when you got kids.
Yeah, and don't remind me. Hey, Jerry, thank you so much. We'll catch you down the line, okay?
All right, thank you.
All right, thank you to Jerry Palm for joining us, coming through to talk some college football. Hey, we're going to blink. We'll be talking some college basketball as well. Thank you so much to Jerry Palm for coming through and joining us. This portion of the show, I got to let you know, is brought to you by Ethos Life. It's the easy way to get life insurance in 10 minutes. Up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam, just a few health questions. Get your free quote at checkethos.com. It is not available in all states. 888-710-4ISN is the number. That's 888-710-4ISN. We are going to take a break. We talked about some of the big matchups that we can expect tomorrow in college football. Well, I told you about one matchup we can expect in the NFL on Sunday. That's between the Ravens and the Chiefs. We come back, I'm going to tell you about the primetime matchup. We're going to talk about them Cowboys. Dak Prescott probably running for his life from Michael Parsons. We'll talk about that matchup on the other side of the break. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief Show, coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. And right now, this minute, this second, it's time for a news flash with Rich Ackerman.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
You're welcome. It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Hey, let this play, because it ain't no fun if the homies can't have none. Okay, I know who's going to have fun on Sunday. It's not going to be Dak Prescott. It's not. It's going to be Michael Parsons. He's going to have all the damn fun. Hey, a big thank you to Jerry Palm for joining us on the last break. From palmbrackets.com, we took a look at all the college football games that matter, names that matter, and what we can expect over the weekend. If you missed that conversation with Jerry, go ahead and hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. Now, let's hit the fast forward button. Let's take a look at Sunday. Sunday night football is going down. The Green Bay Packers and Michael Parsons are going to take on the Dallas Cowboys in Frisco, Texas. Okay. Arlington, excuse me. Jerry's headquarters is in Frisco. My apologies. Here's the deal. We know what this game is. This is what you call a revenge game. This is what you want if you're an athlete. The team that gave you a hard time. The team that basically spat at your feet. Maybe they spat in your face. They were disrespectful to you. They're stupid. You got a chance and an opportunity to go out there and prove him wrong. And, of course, I'm talking about Michael Parsons, the guy who wanted a contract with the Dallas Cowboys, wanted to get a deal done last year. The Dallas Cowboys are too stupid to get out of the damn way. They want all the attention. They want the headlines. And it cost them a future Hall of Famer? Like, let's think about that for a second. God bless Kenny Clark, who they got in the trade. Who cares about the draft picks? The Packers are probably going to be picking in the 20s anyway. The fact is, the Dallas Cowboys gave up a future Hall of Famer. They traded a future Hall of Famer for one reason only. They're arrogant and stupid. I guess that's two reasons. Both of them. And so I think like a lot of people in America, look forward to seeing Micah Parsons show up to AT&T Stadium and just be a human wrecking ball, a one-man wrecking crew, going out there and beating up on his guy, his former quarterback, who he could never hit because he's on the same team, and Dak Prescott. The Dallas Cowboys are 1-2. CeeDee Lamb is dealing with an ankle injury. We will not see this guy probably for a bunch of games. The Dallas Cowboys, the only team that they beat is the New York Giants. That's not saying a lot. Nice win to come back and do so. Ain't nobody expecting anything from the Cowboys this year. They're going to be painful. They're giving up tons of points. They're getting into shootouts. Packers are going to beat them. They're coming off of a loss, horrific loss against Cleveland. This is going to be a primetime game. This is going to be a big deal. Now, Dak is not going to show his cards. He's not going to whine. He's not going to cry. He's not going to give you everything. But Dak Prescott was asked about taking on Micah Parsons, and he's just like, yeah, I'm looking forward to it, whatever. Business as usual.
Excited to go in and have that matchup, but he's got five guys up front plus tight ends and running backs that he's got to get through. So then we'll worry about if he can get to me.
Now, forget all of that. He's the quarterback. Quarterback's not going to say anything inflammatory. Quarterback is going to keep things even. Let's hear from Jerry Jones. Yeah, I need some comedy. It's Friday. I want to hear something funny. Let's hear from Jerry Jones, because he was on 105.3 The Fan in Dallas, and he talked about how his Dallas Cowboys, how they're going to handle Micah Parsons. Yeah, sure. Listen to this.
Now, let's make no mistake about it. Micah is special, and we all know he is, and he can be disruptive, but we have huge amounts of experience with the anecdote that we've seen used on us for the last 4 years.
Right.
And while he does make great plays, there is also a way to approach playing against Micah, as we know, because we didn't exactly win the Super Bowl during those years. So the bottom line is, when I look at playing him, I think of trying to have him as an advantage when we were playing other teams over the last 4 years. And some plays it looks beautiful, but then other plays, especially running plays, you can wish you'd have had a different formation.
What? Botcher, did this man really say, we did not win the Super Bowl with him, so there's a way to approach him? Did that really come out of his mouth?
Yes, it did. I don't know if he just wants to hate on Micah Parsons for no reason, but that's what it sounds like is coming out of Jerry Jones' mouth.
There's a way to approach playing Micah Parsons, because obviously we didn't win the Super Bowl when he was here. Old and senile. This is crazy. Like, I hope, I'm like a lot of people. Botcher, do you want to see Micah Parsons go crazy in this game?
Yes. Who doesn't want to see this? Nobody likes, if you side with Jerry Jones at this point, you might be a little insane.
Oh, touche. You correct. You got to be insane. And we've had some people that are insane that call up every now and then. Micah should have been gone. We don't need him on this team. Look at how he's behaving. But you agree with Jerry Jones? If you agree with Jerry Jones on this entire Micah Parsons thing, you're just as nuts as Jerry Jones, okay? That's not company that you want to be in. God bless the man for being a smart businessman, an astute fellow. Good for him. But when it comes to football operations, he might as well be Mr. Magoo, okay? This guy is blind. What is he saying? Nothing. Blind, deaf, sees nothing, hears nothing. He don't know what's going on. Josh Jacobs, he doesn't play defense. He's not going to hit anybody unless you try to hit him first. Josh Jacobs, he says, man, we're going to come in and play. Mike is going to be fine.
He's a dog, man. He's really good at his position, and he just be who he is. And if they want to give him a little chip on his shoulder, I mean, best of luck to him. But I think it's just about coming in and just keeping being calm and playing your game.
Yeah, well, we know his game. Hey, move the tackle out the way, go by him, and hit Dak. And apparently, there's another guy from the Cowboys who actually speaks. Brian Schottenheimer, the coach of the Cowboys, yeah, they have one. Brian Schottenheimer basically has said, yeah, we've had some injuries. We don't got CeeDee Lamb. Now we got to force feed the ball to George Pickens. And if Pickens doesn't work out, then he has a fit and explodes on the sidelines. Brian Schottenheimer actually said our practices have not been the best.
I thought yesterday's practice was really good. Wednesday started a little slow. Had to start the practice over, and it's okay. It's part of the deal, you know, and why? We weren't playing physical enough in pads, and we're not going to do that. And so I think we had run like 8 plays, 4 on offense, 4 on defense, and I called them up, and I said, hey, is the standard the standard? And to a man, they said, nope. I said, that's awesome. You're right. Let's start from the beginning. So I think we reran those 8 plays, and but, man, yesterday I thought was really good. The defense on Wednesday I thought was excellent. But today's kind of the day where the ball shouldn't hit the ground on offense and there shouldn't be a lot of completions given up on defense.
There isn't a damn thing that they can practice that's going to help them against Micah Parsons. No, I haven't watched a game like this in so long where I have wanted to see one singular player wreak havoc against an opposing team. You would think that Jerry Jones ain't do squat to me, but be stupid. I haven't rooted against, and I got no problem with the Cowboys. I got no problem with Dak. I like Dak. I just really want to see Michael Parsons go out there and lose his mind. The Packers are a better team. The Cowboys are an injured team. You know, we talked about one of the teams between the Ravens and the Chiefs. One of those squads is going to end up 1-3. I am looking forward to the Dallas Cowboys being 1-3. I am. What is Jerry Jones going to say? This is the same guy who said, yeah, we traded away Micah, and now our defense will be better. And, oh, yeah, maybe we could trade some of the picks. Bruh, I want to know in his imagination, and maybe it's not in his imagination, I want to know what he's smoking. What medicine is this guy on? What is Jerry Jones taking? I want some. No, I don't. Botcher, you want whatever he's on?
Nah, I'm good. I'm gonna pass.
Okay, all right. Whatever Jerry Jones got is some good stuff. Maybe not. He doesn't seem sane. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm gonna tell you about somebody else. I got no problem with him. I may actually see his wife tomorrow. I'll explain. It's the JR Sport Brief Show coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.